Hi, welcome back to Shop Talk with the Sheriff. I'm your Sheriff Gregory Tony here in Broward County, and welcome back to part two. I got to bring Shaquille O'Neal back in here. We were hitting it off the first time, ran out a little bit of time. We said, you know what? We're going to do part one, two, four. He's back, baby. All right, let's hit it. You know, I want to pivot really quick because you do so many different charitable organizations. I mean, not just, you know, BSO, not just. Talk a little bit about some of the different things you've been involved in throughout your personal life, but you're putting in the charities, the ones that really drive you that you've been passionate about.
So the first one is Shaka Claus.
Talk about that.
Growing up as the oldest boy with four sisters and one brother. See, a man's job, is, especially when it comes to a woman, is to protect, provide, and love. So now you got your father with a wife. Mm-hmm. You got four daughters. You got to take care of the ladies first. But mom and dad didn't have a lot of money. So my father would always come to me because I'm big and I'm a man. He'd always be like, listen, man, I got to take care of your mom and your sisters. I'll get you the next payday. Yes, sir. All right, we good? Yes, sir. Then take me out, give me a sandwich. I'm cool. So a lot of Christmases, I didn't get nothing, which is fine. Best Christmas gift he gave me was a Dr. J basketball. Now I'm happy. I'm outside really thinking I'm Dr. J, but he would really give my brother, and they would be so happy. So then as I became who I am today and started doing my research, 15 million to 20 million kids wake up on Christmas Day without no toys. Wow. Without no toys. So I always said to myself, the communities I'm in, that ain't going to happen. So one day, and it was actually made up by my mom. So one day it's like when I first got to Atlanta, I'm like, let me set everything up first before I make a name for myself. I don't want to come in and just let me set it up. So my mom was at the Boys and Girls Club speaking, and she called me. She said, baby, I need your help. And I said, what's wrong? And my mother never asked me for nothing. She's the woman that did all that stuff for me, and I try to spoil her so much, she won't take it. Mm-hmm. Like the other day, I'm like, mom, I got $100,000, take it. No, baby, that's your money. Save it. Like, you know, she one of them moms.
Sure.
So she called me and she said, baby, I went to the Boys and Girls Club and I want to buy some toys for some kids. And I said, how many? She said, it was about 1,000 kids there, but I'm only going to do 100. I said, we can't do that. I'll take care of it. I didn't even know what I was going to do. I said, I'll take care of it. So as I'm riding home, and this is how God works. As I'm riding home, it's a U-Haul truck right there. Mm. I got three of my boys with me. Come on, let's go. We get three U-Haul trucks, and we go to Toys R Us, and we wipe them out. And then me being a dad, and me knowing what kids like, me being a hipster kid, I'm not trying to save money. Segas, all of them.
Get all the cool toys.
Bikes, all of them. Barbie, all of them. So I just get it. It's been about $400,000, but it was a good $400,000. So then I said, mom, I got what you need. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to go, put on the hat. I'm going to sit in the chair. We're going to let the counselors, you know, ration the toys out. Me and you just going to take the picture. He said, baby, what that? I said, mom, I'm going to make you look good. On the road. So when we did it, she was crying so much. And that to me was like, this is something.
Touched the soul.
Kid, yeah, mm-hmm. The kids. So I'm a mama's boy. Like, you know, people ask me, why do you stay out of trouble? I said, I stay out of trouble because I can't have my mama sitting
watching
TV. Don't
want to disappoint your mom.
Exactly. I'm not doing all that. I don't want to be a celebrity. If y'all acting like that, I ain't with all that. I'd rather just be Shaq, the regular guy who like that. I can't have my mama sitting there. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal was drinking and driving. No, I can't have that, right? So she was crying, having a great time. I was like, you know what? We're going to make this a thing. I'm going to do it every year. So the first 20 years, I did it by myself. I don't want help. I don't do that.
And then now you organized it, build a team around it?
No. And then about a couple years ago, Toys R Us joined me.
Okay.
So now we was getting a lot of toys. And now I'm partnered up with Walmart. So we do that. The next one is Shaq's Giving. I don't like seeing homeless people. That just hurts my heart.
So right. you're out picking them up and helping getting food and
no, so
how does that program work?
We go to a homeless shelter. Okay. And we feed them what I would have on Thanksgiving.
All right.
Chicken, macaroni, soda, Papa John's, and we just, you know, the ladies, we put them to the side, get them a little manicure, get their hair done, get them some outfits. So that was the second thing I did. And then the third thing I did is I talk to me. And what I mean by me is I talk to other kids. Mm-hmm. And I speak their language, and I let them know, like, hey, man, this was going to happen to you. Sheriff Tony, a cool brother, but you ain't going to get two chances. Mm-hmm. So listen, I know.
You
know,
straight cousin, talk
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, I know your cousin told you take the bag around the corner, boom, 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 but see that? That's called an offense. You see that? That's the time you're going to serve if you get caught again.
Just give him the hard truth.
Yeah, just
so they know what's
give
going
him
on.
The hard truth. And then I always try to lead by example. And I always try to brighten somebody's day up. Like the things I do now, every time I go to Best Buy, I try to just make somebody happy. So the other day, here in Fort Lauderdale, I see this beautiful elderly lady, beautiful. She looked like Dorothy Dandridge.
Oh, wow.
But she looking at the 40-inch. And I said, man, today's your lucky day. Get what you want. And she was so nice, so she went to 55. I said, man, get the 75. And the 75 only costs $800 now. I was the dummy that
technology. It's just brought the price points down.
But I was the dummy that when the 75s first came out, oh, I got to be the first to get it, $5,000. $800. So I told her. And then she kind of lied to me. I said, can it fit in your car? She's like, oh, it'll fit. I said, go get the 75 inch. $800 by the 75 inch. Happy, start crying. And then went out to try to put it in a car. Didn't fit. Oh, baby, I thought it would fit. And she got a shit butt. I just like brightening up people's day.
Look, you most certainly have brightened up a lot of people's day. You know, earlier today, we had an opportunity to work with our LEAD program, Learn, Educate, and Develop, a youth mentorship program we established here, something I was very passionate about. Came in, talked to the kids, gave them some really good just life conversation that I think many of them most certainly captured and understood and took back with them. The last thing I want to just check up on or kind of talk about, at the very back end of 2019, you went more official and started the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation. And what was the driver behind there? What are some of the things you're focusing on in terms of trying to accomplish with that foundation?
So the drive behind that is I want to get a further reach. So I'm finally now taking help.
All right.
From friends and family. So my thing is I do Shaka Claus, Florida, Atlanta, Louisiana, Newark, Vegas, mm-hmm. L.A. every year since 1994. Same thing for Shaka Claus. Every community I live in, I'm involved in. But I want to try to get a bigger reach. Because as things were unfolding, I've seen a lot of things that were done wrong and different. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't speak what goes on in Milwaukee. I've never lived there. I can't speak what goes on in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. I don't live there. But I can speak about Fort Lauderdale. I can speak about Atlanta. I can speak about Orlando. I live here. I'm here. And even if I wasn't deputy, I think I have enough respect in the community to come have a conversation with the sheriff. Sheriff, boom, 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 and we develop a program together.
That's right.
And that's what I do in every community I'm in. I'm good with the sheriffs, with the mayors. The good thing about me and my organization is we don't need your money. We just need your support. If you have a big
budget. Put the time in and the work in.
Yep. So, you know, like, again, and then these juvenile language, these kids, I know their language. I invented their language. Like, all the stuff they're going through, I did.
Been there and done it.
But somebody gave me a second chance. And if you have somebody give you a second chance, like, you can, it's, you know, it's just amazing. And, like, people, when they see all the stuff that I do, they how do you do it? And when I give them the simple strategies, they don't believe them. Like, bro, this is all I did. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. But
you put the work in.
Yeah, put the work in. Like, when I was getting my master's, I struggled a little bit, but, hey, you know, Google. Thank God for Google. Because I remember as
start learning more than what you thought you could, right?
No, I remember when we needed information, we had to go borrow them damn encyclopedias from the neighbor's house. Remember that?
So you had to turn pages. Yeah, now scroll.
So like when I first started getting my master's, I was so old school, I'd be in the library. And then the guy asked me, he said, why you don't go to Google? I was like, damn. So I'm doing stuff point. and I didn't understand what the professor said, but then when you type it in Google and read it, I'm like, so, you know, one of my kids had a C one day, so I don't want to hear that. He said, yeah, yeah. I said, no, no. And I told him Encyclopedia Star. I said, bro, if they had this Google when I was coming up, I'd be a valedictorian. Because it's like, I mean, because infant, like, because you know, back in our day, it was the teacher.
That's right. And that was your world of information.
And that's it.
The only means to get to it.
Now, man, I can go to Google. I don't like what he's saying. Just keep swiping until you figure it out.
Well, hey, for those who just popped in and joined the podcast a little bit late, I just want to just let you know who you're listening to today. And no, it's not Barry White. It is Shaquille O'Neal.
I do have a sexy voice, don't I?
I didn't say it was sexy. You just sound like him. But, you know, we had a chance to talk today. I want to say thank you. You know, we went a little bit longer than normal, but it was important. It was important for us to
be able to talk. I thought that was part one. Come on.
But we can keep going. I got all day. I'm not running out of ink. We're fine. But we had a chance to start talking about, you know, his background from his sports career, his academic career, rolling into his entrepreneurship, and, you know, all the different successes. And you listen to the recipe, and it starts with that internal belief, that strong family structure, never wanting to disappoint mom, and not really accepting anything for an excuse at all. You know, I've been around you now for 2.5 years, and every single time we communicate, we talk, you're always challenging yourself.
Always.
It's always something new. You come through these doors, if it's not a new business venture, if it's not a new foundation, if it's not something you're doing new in law enforcement, what's that about?
It's just all about trying to brighten the people's day, try to be the best that I can be. You know, I was hit hard last year. My sister passed away first, and then Kobe passed away. So now it's supercharged things. You need to tell people how you think about them. You need to, you know, brighten people up day, and you need to get it done today. You don't know what's going to happen the next
day. Push things in perspective.
Yes, I want to get stuff done today. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. Let me enjoy the beach for 2 weeks. Then call sheriff and say, I talked to kids. Nope. Let me talk to kids this morning at 11. Yes, sir, I'll be there. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. So that's just, so I'm like, let me start this foundation. Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me do this. And it's just me maximizing my potential and taking advantage of opportunities. While I have this voice, while I have this name, while I have this face, I'm going to take advantage. Because I'm actually around longer than I thought I would be. What I mean by that is most of us.
I know exactly what you mean.
Most of us, when we retire, we fade away. We broke. We fat. We divorced. We has-beens. And we fade away. But, you know, because I've been doing everything right, I'm still here and I'm going stronger. So now that I'm going stronger, we just, you know, every time I take advantage of an opportunity, I would.
You bring up an interesting point. So when did you officially, how long have you been out of the NBA
11
now?
11 years.
11 years. And it appears to me in the last 11 years, your fame and notoriety
went up.
Has gone off the charts. Everybody knew who you were as a basketball player, but now your face is, you talk about branding, being an individual, has crossed, you know, kind of transcended all these different areas. You know, anything on the rise? What's the next evolution for Shaq? Like, you know, what are you trying to hit out the park now? You got the businesses, you did the sports, you got the law enforcement.
I'm just trying to maintain what I'm doing here. So law enforcement, of course I work for you, but in the town I live in McDonough, Georgia, I was named Director of Community Relations. Hmm. So, just because the town, it's like everyone knows Atlanta, but I live in Henry County. Kids don't have a lot. But when I came 5 years ago, I brought it out. Shack of Claws, carnivals, like I'm, you know, coat drive, sneaker drive. And they see that it's someone that cares. And when I talk to these kids, they can't believe that the Shack is here doing this. And then when I tell them my story, it inspires them. I've already had about 10 people. Man, I went to college because of you. I became that's the kind of impact that I'm trying to have. I do a lot of business stuff, but I don't like to brag on that because I don't want to seem like one of those celebrities that's, oh, he did this, he did that. I had a speaking engagement the other day. It kind of went viral. I didn't want to go viral, but they said, well, what do you own? I said, well, Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, Forever 21, JCPenney. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, this is what I've done. They said, well, how'd you get that? I said, but listen to my mama. My father used to drill into me, 60% of y'all go broke and you ain't playing. That ain't going to be you. And, you know, when you grow up with fear, fear kind of motivates you.
It's that fear of failure that drives you.
Like, I don't know about most kids, but I don't do no drugs because my father said he would kill me. And I believed him. No, seriously.
Struck home.
If I ever catch you doing weed, I'm knocking you the... And I let people finish that sentence. Never done it. 49 years old. Never done it. Ever. All of, you know, there's this, you know, company I... Nope. Never got drunk. Well, one time, he made me get drunk. Let me tell you what happened. He caught me and my friend sipping a beer. Oh, you want to be a man? Drink 12-pack to the head.
Ouch.
12-pack to the head. Then he said, if I catch you doing this again, I'm going to kill you. So I was like, you know what?
I'm going to stick to the water.
Yeah. But like, right. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. And then every time an athlete got in trouble, I would get in trouble. See, this is why you don't drink and drive.
He would use that as an example.
He used all the time. And then the one that hurt him the most was when Lynn Bias passed away. Lynn Bias was, I went to the University of Maryland. It was going to be the number one pick. Go to Boston. Had a cocaine overdose the night before the draft. Father came in, tears, shirt open, yelling, I will kill you. So I'm so young and naive at the time. He said, if I ever catch you doing coke, I'm like, Dad, we drink Pepsi in this house. Right? So then after, you know, he kind of disciplined me. He showed me the story. And then I was like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah,
I ain't going out like that. And back then they were saying, oh, he could have made one. Like, I mean, because this was the talk in 88, 89. He could have made $1 million. I'm like, damn, $1 million? And then by the time I came out, it was 30 and 40. Not jeopardizing my mama's house. Can't.
That's right.
We come too far. I'm not jeopardizing my, hey, man, let's go to the club. And be some mistake. Is that cannabis or chiva that I smell? I'm out of here.
Take care. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Hey, man, take it. I'm not drinking that. Man, the draft's in two. Matter of fact, I'm out of here. I'm going right now. Hi, mommy. I need you to look at this. Tell me what type of house you want. No, baby, I can't do it. So, you know, my mom, my family motivates me. Being that I'm the one that these young kids look up to me, that motivates me. And I always tell kids, like, look, I ain't perfect. I ain't perfect. If I make a mistake, learn from my mistake.
That's right.
And, you know, I always tell people, image is reality. A lot of people out here creating images. To me, images, with me, what you see, what you can get. I got wheels. I like bump. I like being a DJ. This is who I am. However, I do the right thing in the community.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not charging no kids $200 for no shoes. There you go, mama, $29. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm not calling the sheriff for a badge so I can speed and beat people. No, I'm earning everything I get. So I just try to always, you know, continue to do the right thing.
You know, I love the story, too. You talked about the shoe, and you're not going to charge $200 for a pair of shoes. And, you know, for our listeners, I don't think people understand what you're talking about. I don't think that story's out there as much as it probably should be, because it speaks to about your character, your business savvy. But caring about the community, you want to talk a little bit about?
In 1994, I'm coming out the back of the Orlando Arena. Beautiful lady has a baby, dragging a baby. And she said, you mother, you know, she, and again, I'm from those areas. Ebonics don't hurt my feelings. Like she wasn't cursing at me. She was just mad and saying, you mother, y'all charging these babies, man. So I'm nice. I'm never going to disrespect a beautiful black woman. Ma'am, I don't create the price. I go back and talk to you about that. So I got about 5G in the pocket. I'm going to give her the whole thing. It's like, look, mama, baby, you want some Jordans? Baby, you want to do it? Here, buy it. She smacked the money in my hand. Why don't y'all make some affordable shoes? So as I'm down there picking up the money, I'm like, you know, people laughing. They go, oh. But it kind of hit me. I'm like, she right. And in the business world, you're not going to beat Michael Jordan anyway, right? So in Foot Locker, everybody coming in, they looking at Mike's.
They're looking for the jump man.
That's cool. I understand that. You know, Shaq has a name. He's not Mike yet, but he's close. I said, okay. But let me get away from what Mike is doing right now. Let me focus on what everybody else is doing. My favorite store is right behind us, Walmart. My favorite store in the world because they got everything. It's a one-stop shop. So I met with the president of Walmart. I was like, this is my shoe. This is my brand. I want to be the first big name person that you got in here. What do you mean? I said, you got all these other names, but I'm a big name.
Right.
And this, in my world, it's Mike, then it's me. Big name. So, you know, we tried with stores, blew off the shelf. Now I got all stores. Because what I realized is that it ain't kids don't want to wear shoes that look like they cost $29. That's the whole problem.
Right.
That's the whole problem. Oh, man, you got the... So now when you say you got the Shaqs, kids get respect.
It's a brand. It's a legitimate brand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And even though they cost $29, $30, they don't look like that. And now when you in school, you still got respect. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you wearing the Jordans, you're going to get a little more. You know, the girls may look at you first, but I make sure my stuff look good. I make sure we use the same leathers. I make sure they don't feel inadequate when they're in school.
I love that story. There's so many different lessons to be learned about what you can do for other people, and then also just the business stuff, and then just ethics behind it. I'm sure it wasn't easy to turn down some of these groups that wanted to put a sticker on you and throw those $200 shoes around, but you did something. And, you know, how many shoes have you sold now and over since 19?
400 million.
Yeah, I would say you did okay. Right? Yeah, it's out really there. Good. People know who it is.
Hey, this is Shaq O'Neal on Shop Talk with the Sheriff. The Sheriff is busy right now handling the community, so thank you for joining him on Shop Talk with Sheriff. Remember to follow him at BSO Sheriff Tony. It's not a stunt double. It's him. Also, subscribe to the podcast so you get alerts for new episodes. This was part two with Shaq and the Sheriff. Part three will be coming soon. Hold on. Sheriff, you want to do this part?
I can close it out, baby. Let me hit it real quick.
All right.
Again, thank you, folks. And in the meantime, as I always say, when you have an opportunity, stay safe, be humble, and love somebody a little bit more than you love yourself.
Bam.
Tag team.